BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We catch up with the man who bought a ticket at a stag do with strangers on eBay. Chris is rubbish at singing, so we enlist the help of our resident vocal coach, Felicia Ritchie. And Real or No Real includes facts about Busta Rhymes, Ryanair and Mary Berry. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about a group of lads who invited my friend Chris here, hello, to go on a stag do. Because someone has dropped out of the stag do.
Yeah, it's a really nice offer. They kept tweeting me saying, are you free this weekend? Come along. Mm. You know, I don't even know if I'd have to pay for it. Basically, someone's dropped out, so they've got a spare ticket.
And actually, that is really sweet that the first person, well, I don't know whether you're the first person, but one of the people that they thought of asking was you to take the place of the person that dropped out.
Awesome.
So Chris couldn't go. He has plans for this weekend. It was quite last minute. So the lads who are going to Budapest on this stag do put the offer on eBay. And, I mean, you wouldn't expect anyone to kind of take that up.
I mean, that's strange enough that you would offer a space on your stag do to absolutely anyone who'd be up for buying it.
Anyway, they put it on eBay and a lad called Will the Badger bought the ticket and is now in Budapest with a load of lads that he's never met before.
I mean, technically, I think his name is Will Has a Badger. His name's Will. He carries a badger around with him.
So this guy...
Not a stuffed toy badger.
Yeah, I don't know why he was searching for stag do's.
That's what everyone's asking.
On eBay. We're going to get an update after 1:30. We've managed to get the actual number of Will, who is in Budapest with these guys that he has never met until this trip.
It's so good.
What's his badger called? Seth.
Seth.
And like he takes it to festivals, concerts.
But he's gone on eBay.
It's a toy badger.
I can't wait. I just don't understand it.
I don't get it either, but I'm really looking forward to speaking to him, which we will do just after 1:30 and see how the stag's doing with all the lads that he doesn't know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So we've got Sarah listening while doing psychology revision today. Ooh. Also, we're getting Katie in the mood for her birthday night out, which is tonight. And Natalie, who says, thanks for playing Rita Ora. Every time I hear New York raining, I just think of Laura White from X Factor. You see, you've been listening to too many reels or no reels. That's your problem.
How good is this as well? How good must this feel? Lucy from Warwick Uni just finished her second year uni exams and is right now heading home.
Yes.
For a sunny weekend. Oh, it must be the best feeling, right?
We've got another one as well. Alex, who's just finished his final exam at Loughborough. End of uni studies forever. And he's heading off to watch his younger brother perform at Park Life and Wildlife Festivals this weekend. Mm. Loads of people finishing up today, finishing their final exam. So hi, if that's you. Okay, innuendo bingo alert from yesterday. It was one of my faves. We had Soak, the 19-year-old Irish singer in, who we play quite a lot on Radio 1. And it was a brilliant bingo.
Yeah, it's when you don't expect it. They're the best ones. And it's not that we didn't think it was going to be a good one. It's just that... I don't know. It's just she'd not played before.
And also, we're so used to meeting like young pop stars who are fully like media trained and like, hi!
Exactly.
And actually, she's just a really nice, really normal 19-year-old girl.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
It was a brilliant one. So
okay,
thanks
here we go.
So, Carol Kirkwood off of BBC Weather is a lover of the thing I just said. And here she is reading out a tweet from a viewer.
Something that made me laugh this morning was I just had a tweet from Alan in North Yorkshire who says where he is, it's wetter than an otter's pocket.
She did mention at the start of the chat that she had a laugh like a dolphin, so every time she didn't laugh, I just played a dolphin instead. It's brilliant. That is on the Radio 1 YouTube channel now. It's getting a lot of love. Show your love for it. Go and have a look. It's Soak playing Innuendo Bingo. Really nice to meet her, and thanks for coming in again yesterday. It was brilliant.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Chris got offered to go on a stag do this weekend by a group of lads. They were texting and tweeting quite a lot.
Mm.
Me and you, weren't they? Saying,
yeah.
Can Chris come out with us? Because one of their mates has dropped out last minute.
I would have loved to.
I know, you would have really liked to, but you do have plans this weekend, which you can't really change. So, we told the lads that, and then they put the place on the stag do up on eBay. like you do. And this man bought the ticket. Hello, Will.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you right now?
I'm currently sat next to Danube with the sun shining.
In Budapest?
In Budapest.
Are you with the other stags at the moment? It sounds quite rowdy.
Yeah, I've got 21 strange guys stood next to me. We're all drinking cans of beer and they're all singing.
Excellent stuff. There's so many questions we need to ask. How's your badger?
He's all right. Yeah, he's got his beer. He's just sunbathing now with his sunglasses on.
I'll tell you what, your Twitter, which I looked at last night, it's a treat.
It's definitely different.
You take the badger everywhere with you, to festivals.
Yeah, he's down at Big Weekend.
I know, I saw that.
Are the other members of your stag group aware that you're posting pictures? Admittedly, it is pictures of the badger enjoying himself on the stag do. But I thought there'd be a rule that there's no pictures allowed and that kind of thing.
The pictures I haven't posted are the ones they should worry about.
Right, I see. I mean, I've seen a picture of the badger in the limo.
Yeah, that was just the driver. Yeah, she was just getting comfy.
Oh, she's the driver?
Yeah, she's definitely the driver.
Oh, I see. Okay. I mean, she does appear to be driving from the back seat there.
She was just putting some shoes on.
I see.
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah, yeah. So what was it like when you first met up with the lads that you have never met?
I pretty much had a heart attack.
Why?
Just because I didn't know who they were. Could have been anyone.
How are you getting on with the lads? Do you know their names yet?
I know their nicknames.
Okay, what are they?
We've got Big Adam. We've got...
You can't remember.
This is awkward because you're right next to them at the moment as well.
And they're all staring at me. They haven't got the T-shirts on there, so I can't read them. Oh.
So there's Big Adam and who else?
I've got Ryan, the stag.
Yeah.
We've got Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Liam. Scott.
Are you making these up now?
Mark. No. Maybe.
Can I ask a question, Will?
Yeah, go for it.
Why were you searching eBay for trips on a stag do with people you've never met?
Well, I was searching for festival tickets.
Right.
And it just randomly popped up.
It's the best.
So so I clicked on it. It was local to me. So I thought, oh, that'll do.
Nottingham,
so
right?
I bought that. Nottingham, yeah.
It's the making of a film. Can I just say, one of our bosses came in yesterday after he heard Ryan the Stag on this show and came in saying, this needs to be filmed, this needs to be on BBC Three, this could be a six-part series.
Well, since then, I've had several more offers on stag do's. I've got hen do's asking me to go. I've got all kinds of stuff happening now.
Right, I think we need to make this into some kind of TV show.
Yeah, I'm up for that, me and Seth.
Are you going to go on any more?
Yeah, I've got one IB for now.
So when you say Seth, this is Seth the Badger. This is the Badger that you bring along to things with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, hashtag Seth the Badger.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to Barcelona next weekend. That's just been booked in.
Why are you going to Barcelona?
For a hen do.
Right.
Okay. So you've taken up another random person's offer to go with them because someone's dropped out.
Yep.
Theoretically, you could spend your whole summer doing this every single weekend.
I know. I'm kind of thinking this is my new life goal.
Is this your new thing?
Definitely looking like a good year.
Yeah.
But it's going to cost you a fortune.
Well, I'm hoping that I might get some freebies out of it.
Yeah. Well, I suppose if you're taking the place of other people, how has Seth the Badger gone down? So this is the cuddly toy badger that you bring around with you.
So far, girls love him. Yeah. Girls want to stroke him. And lads are just like, that's mental. Just want to be part of it and get the photos taken.
Right, okay. So it is a talking point.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he's got lots of floaty friends as well.
What?
He's got celebrity friends as well.
Celebrity friends?
Yeah, George Ezra. Bastille.
I see. This is from where you've been to other concerts with them, and then they've tweeted you. Whoa, you've got me and Scott now. We're big fans of
Seth.
Seth the Badger.
What are the Hungarians thinking about Seth?
Well, we went to an outside area last night, and just everyone was just staring.
Right,
there's been about 1,000 people just staring at me.
Whose hen do is it next weekend then?
I actually don't even know her name.
Brenda. No, this is.
I'll find out when I get back.
You're amazing. You're incredible. So, talk to us about the stag do then. So, you're one night into the stag do.
Yeah, one night in. We've had a huge stretched vehicle. I don't even know what kind it was, but it was about two sides of two Hummers.
Yeah.
Right.
So champagne and beer in there. We went to several bars last night till 6 in the morning.
All right, and what's the plan for the rest of the day?
Tonight, we've got a meal booked in at a secret venue.
Oh, how classy.
It's not that one you went to, is it?
It could well be
the Prague one.
Steak and, yes, yeah. Alternative sides.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Right, I see. Oh, you've got one of those. Yeah, okay. Steak and...
Not chips.
Not chips, yeah. So it's that kind of vibe tonight, is it?
Yeah. Relaxing day tomorrow. And a pool party tomorrow night with the football.
You're having excellent.
Like, your life is great right now.
He doesn't know the stag party that he's on.
It's so good.
Let's not forget that.
But I can't wait to the hen do next week.
I know, neither can I.
You know that I'm going to call you.
He's unreal.
Yeah, call me.
Right, no, I will. Okay, well, send my love to Seth, the badger, the toy, and also all the boys you don't know on the stag. All right? What's going on?
Okay, good.
Right, okay, I'm going to leave it here.
Cool.
Have fun.
I will.
Speak to you next week.
See you soon.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. I can't believe this guy's getting more and more requests coming in now because he's been on our show.
It is just incredible, isn't it?
Someone's been on from Nuneaton going, I go on my stag do at the end of June. Benidorm, one of my mates dropped out. Can you hook me up with Will and Seth the Badger? What's going on?
I just can't wait for more stories. I mean, this is going to be incredible when we find out how the stag do's gone. But
yeah.
But he said that he's on a hen party next week.
Is his girlfriend going with him on that? Or?
I don't know what the situation is there, but it's listen, if he goes on that hen do, I'm all for it.
Yeah, so am I, 100%. And I want to know everything about it.
Absolutely.
Like, he can be a regular thing on the show. Because it sounds like most weekends now, he's going to be on various people's hen and stag do's.
I can't work it out. And he's so cool about everything. Everything's no problem at all.
And Seth the Toy Badger's getting a lot of Twitter love right now.
Yeah.
Have you seen the latest one? I just retweeted it.
No.
Sunbathing, listening to the Scott Mills show in Budapest. This is the badger sunbathing.
Oh, it's incredible.
Sam says, Will is the ultimate lad. A stag do every weekend is every man's dream. Is it? And Lee on Twitter is looking forward to Sunsex and Suspicious Badgers on BBC Three.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So many lads want to be Will, who has a badger. I mean, it's life goals. Liam and Warwick, James in Peterborough, Kate in Southend. Your track of the day should not be house every weekend, it should be stag every weekend. Scott the Squaddy would like to be stand-in for Seth the Badger when he can't make it or is on holiday.
It's, well, look, there's the possibilities are endless with this.
James is like, I'm jealous of this guy's life.
I mean,
the badger has a better life than me.
It's just incredible how this is unfolded. Think about it. It was just, this all came from someone inviting me on a stag do.
Yeah.
And now we've got Will has a badger involved.
A guy that bought the ticket that you were going to go on eBay. It's just crazy. He's going on hen do next weekend. Quite a few people going, is Will going to the actual wedding? I don't think he should. It should just be the stag.
Yeah,
no,
agreed.
I don't think he should go to the wedding. Just turn up on all the stag do's and not see it through.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just check my voicemail on my phone.
Oh.
Got 126.
Really?
I don't check it. Do you check yours?
No, not really. Do you still have your own voicemail message? That's what I mean. That really is.
Oh. Hi, I'm not around right now.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, amazing. And is it you that's done it, or did you get someone else to do it?
No, it's me. But I'm just shocked that, like, I've just looked and I've got 126. That shows you how often I check them. Is it too rude, do you think, to have as your message when it goes to answer phone, hello, I don't listen to voicemails, just text me? Because I'm really thinking of doing that.
It's a good idea, but you will still get voicemails.
Oh, I need to delete them down at some point.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Remember a while back when we had Rixton on the show and I made Jake sing into the app Shazam?
Yes.
To see if it recognised the songs, because we had the actual artist in the studio singing Me and My Broken Heart into Shazam. Mm. But it didn't work. It couldn't find a match, could it?
Which is weird, because even when he sang live, he's really good singer. So you'd think that he should be able to recognise it.
Me and my broken heart. He sounds exactly like the bloke on the song, doesn't
he? Exactly the same, yeah. But often that isn't the case.
I know. But apparently, because I've got an email from Louis, who's one of our listeners, it will never work. He says, loved hearing you trying to see whether Shazam could pick up Rixton songs using live vocals. It won't work. It has to be the actual song on proper speakers.
Mm. Yeah, I do remember there was a fair few nerds on at the time saying, look, however good he sings it, it's not going
to
work.
So it needs to be on the radio or in a club or somewhere. If you use that app then and put it up to the speaker, you'll be able to Shazam it properly.
Yeah.
Lewis says there are some other apps we can try. Anyone can sing their favourite song into the search feature of the website and it will try to find out what you're singing.
Oh, this is good.
Worth a go for a laugh. See if Chris can do it. That's from Louis.
Okay.
So it turns out there are quite a few of these apps where you can like hum or sing a tune into them. And if it's close enough, you will get a match and you'll find the song that you want.
So have you got one of those apps there?
Yes. There's quite a few of them.
So how does it work? You can just...
Like, right, let's say you heard a song on the radio and we get a lot of texts like this at Radio 1 where people go, what's that song that goes... And we can't really help you.
Mm. This is the app for you then.
This is the perfect app for you.
Have you got it?
Yeah, I got it here.
Okay.
Have that.
Okay. Right, okay.
So you sing a song into it and hopefully we'll get a match. This is perfect if you don't know what a song is, but you know the kind of tune.
Yeah.
Why don't you try someone that everyone knows?
Okay, go on then.
Like Shake It Off, Taylor Swift.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you don't know the words, I think.
I don't.
We'll just do the tune. That's why it's good.
Shake it off. Shake it off. Oh, and the haters gonna hate. And right, okay. So now it can search for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so searching, receiving. All right, results are in. It says there were no close matches. but it does say the nearest match was a song called Quando S by Y King and the Maxi Men.
You even sang Shake It Off.
It also says it sounded like a song called Top of the World by the Carpenters.
It doesn't.
And also, Jason Mraz, I'm Yours.
No, it doesn't. Do it again.
But I think that was the problem, is I didn't really know the words.
Well, that's rubbish. Our listener, Louis, says it definitely works because he's tried it.
Okay, well, why don't we do a song with no words?
Like?
Ten Walls. That's a good one.
Walking you know with one? Elephants.
Ready?
Yeah, okay.
Let's see how that goes. Searching.
Do you like I added a little bit of echo there for you?
No, it's not got it. It's tricky.
What a surprise.
I'm sure this is a good app. It says there were no close matches, okay? But the nearest songs to it were a song called When I Grow Up by the Pussycat Dolls. And a song, this is going to get a who. And a song called Glamorous by Fergie.
G L A M. Rubbish.
Hard to do live, that.
I've got a theory.
Okay.
I think it's maybe because you're rubbish at singing.
Well, that's true, yeah. We know that already. We all know I can't sing.
I have an idea. Do you remember the singing coach we had on the show a while back, Felicia Ritchie?
Yes, of course.
And she taught you how to sing, amongst others, Problem by Ariana Grande.
Yeah, that went well. It was that one. I remember it well.
I properly love her. And I've been looking for an excuse to get her back on the radio for a while.
I think this could be it. Yep.
So if she can teach you to sing like somebody, then hopefully the app will recognise it.
Well,
right?
This will prove it, right? If she can teach me to sing like a certain person and the app recognises it,
winning. This could be
a
bingo. I actually have her details from last time, so I'll try and get hold of her in the next few minutes.
When's the last time we spoke to her? I'm sure there was a Christmas song she was teaching us.
Yeah, she taught you how to sing in the style of Fairy Tale of New York.
Oh yes, I do remember that.
With magnificent results.
Yeah, that went well. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. From America, through the internet, on something that rhymes with pipe. Hello, America.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Last time we spoke to you, you taught us how to sing Fairy Tale of New York at Christmas time.
That was so great. And you guys sounded amazing. So I'm really excited.
Right. So Felicia, basically there's this app, right? And if you sing into it, it's supposed to be able to recognize what you're singing, even if you're just humming the tune.
Incredible.
But we've just tried it out with Chris and it doesn't work.
Oh, no.
Not with him anyway. We know it does work because one of our listeners says it works.
So he's not getting the songs right.
I'm not doing it right, okay. Felicia.
So I'm wondering if you could maybe teach him to sing in the style of somebody again, and then we'll try it with the app and see if it works.
Sure. Yeah. I think the more you can really just sort of imitate the artist, the easier it'll be.
Okay. I'm looking forward to this already.
Yeah.
I would like to suggest Love Me Like You Do by Ellie Goulding.
That's a great idea. I love that song.
What a
Ellie
fantastic
Goulding is
song.
Fantastic. It is. And I think even though it's a woman's song, I think we can make it so it'll be in Chris's range.
Yeah, sure. as long as the app recognizes it. I think the thing is, the way that you do songs sometimes confuses me, because the way you do it is by breaking down all the sounds that they make rather than actually teaching me how to sing.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're sort of hacking the song. So you won't think of them as lyrics. We'll think of them as sounds.
Okay. So I've got the first bit of the song here, which goes like this. You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. What would you suggest there, Felicia?
So for that, I want you to say, you're the light, you're the night, you're the cholera of my blood.
Cholera?
Yeah, like cholera. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Cholera.
Okay.
And if you can, try to get very breathy. Sort of like, you're the light, like that. Like, just try to create that tone. Kind of like a baby.
Can you do it?
Yeah, sure. You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood.
That's good, isn't it? Okay, Chris.
Okay.
Try that.
You're the night, you're the light, you're the color of my height.
No.
No, I've got the words wrong at the end. Color, yep.
Also, more breathy.
Cholera, like
the
breathy.
Yeah.
You're the night, you're the light, you're the color of my blood.
That was better.
Okay.
That was much better. Yeah.
Much better.
Okay. Next bit. Follow me through the dark. Let me take you past the satellite. What do we do there?
So instead of follow me through the dark, because you can tell that's a lot of closures, like dark. We don't want to think that. We don't say follow me through the dark and then let me take you pasta satellites.
Satellites.
Pasta satellites.
Yeah, pasta
satellites.
Okay.
Yeah. Pasta like you eat.
And how would you attempt that, Felicia? You're the professional.
Well, I would definitely and Chris, you can definitely go further with the Ellie Goulding kind of breathiness. So
yeah, I think I'm struggling with the breathlessness. I mean, what would help that? I mean, should I be panting beforehand?
Yeah.
What,
have a little jog before.
Do you want me to knacker myself out and then
go on. Okay, he's
kind of like a dog.
I'm just jogging.
While he's jogging, can you teach us how it should be done that bit?
Sure. So follow me. Through the dark, let me take you past the satellites. Just kind of like that.
Okay.
Just like you're running out of breath.
Yeah, okay. I think he's done a quick workout, which he often likes to do in the studio.
I need more. follow me through the dark, then let me take you through some past the satellites.
Why are you adding words?
Past the satellites. That's what you said, right?
Yes.
That's better.
Okay. Do we think he's ready maybe to try out the app now and see if it recognises Love Me Like You Do?
I think so. I mean, you know, if I had more time, if I was in the studio, we might do some more exercises, but I think he's ready.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because actually doing the jogging up and down does make you more breathless.
Yeah, funny that.
Yeah, it makes you feel kind of like you're going to collapse.
Yeah. Which is always good.
Which is what Ellie Goulding does before every performance, I assume.
Well, she's an athlete, you know?
I know. When you see her live, she jumps up and down.
Mm. She's constantly jumping.
Yeah. Okay, so Chris, start up the app and then
see. Yeah, I just need to press it and then go.
Okay.
Okay.
Think breathy. Oh, I...
Hang on, I need to restart this. Try and do the breathless thing.
What are you doing?
Hang on. Here we go again. Right, let me get breathless.
No, stop it! I'm so sorry you're having to hear this through the internet. Okay, right, just sing the song.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the colour of my blood. Follow me through the dark, then let me take you past the sodder light. Searching. Right. Let's see how this goes. Oh, it's tense, isn't it?
Mm.
There were no close matches so far. So it's so far we've got... It says the ones suggest it Keep Holding On by Avril Lavigne.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay.
And
all
Pieces
right.
of Me by Ashley Simpson.
You know, she sort of has a similar tone. So, Chris, I think your tone is getting closer because Ashley Simpson has that kind of breathiness too.
No, okay. Good point.
Just to see if this app does work, Felicia, would you sing a bit of Ellie Goulding, like the first two lines that you taught Chris, and we'll put the app on and see if it works for you?
Oh, the ultimate test. Okay.
Okay. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellites.
Searching.
Hang on. Searching.
Come on.
Receiving. Yeah, it's got it!
Yes!
Yes!
Got it.
Oh, man. My whole career was just flashing before my
That's
eyes.
That's quite incredible. No, it got you spot on. Look at that.
I tell you what I'd quite like to do is play a song and then maybe we can give Chris one last go on the chorus.
Sure, no
okay,
problem.
Wait right there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Doing well, Chris, you're doing well. Ollie Murs, Beautiful to Me on Radio 1. So while you were listening to that song, Chris and Felicia have been talking and you've now learned the chorus to Love Me Like You Do by Ellie Goulding.
I feel far more confident with the song now.
There's one more bit, Felicia, if we could take up a bit more of your time that I'd like Chris to learn of the song, though.
Sure.
It's this bit.
Fading in, fading out, on the edge of paradise.
How would you go about that?
So for that, I would say, fe-ding-in. Fe-ding-ow. And I wouldn't even worry about the T.
Oh, no T.
And then I would say, on the edge of paradise.
Yeah. I mean, I can't argue with you because you did get it right before, so...
It's true. It's I don't even think the words. I think the alternate lyrics, yeah.
Run that through us one more time.
Sure. So it's going to be, fe-ding-in, fe-ding-ow. On the edge of paradise.
Fedin ing, fedin ah. On the edge of paradise.
Yeah, very good. And just a gentle reminder to make it breathier.
Sorry, yeah, well in the performance.
Also, could we hear how that should be sung, Felicia?
Sure. Fedding in, fedding out, on the edge of paradise.
Oh, it sounds the same.
Yeah.
You're so good.
Well, I mean, I'm a professional.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, so now Chris is going to give Fedin in, Fedin out a go.
Fed.
Okay, stop that, please.
Fedin in, Fedin out, on the edge of paradise.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, same.
Okay.
I like how you kind of, leak out at the end. It's good.
Sorry?
You kind of leaked out your air. It was good.
You leaked out your air?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Did you even know you did it?
I did.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
So, Chris, right there, you've just had a free session with a leading vocal coach.
Yeah.
So surely the app will now recognise the song.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to try it again. This is an app that if you sing into it with the tune, doesn't even need to be the actual song, it should recognise it. Chris is going to have a go at the chorus now.
Okay, so I've got the app ready.
Okay, and press stop.
Love me like you do. Love, love, love me like you do.
More breathy.
Touch me. Oh, I'm going to start again now.
Chris, you should say lub, L-U-B.
Lub. Okay, okay. Lub. I'll do that. Lub.
Okay, here we
go. Got you. Ready? Love me like you do. La, la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do, touch me like you do.
More breathy.
Love me like you do, love me like you do. What are you waiting for?
Press.
Hang on. Receiving.
Yes.
Oh, yes!
No! No way!
We've done it! Look at that. Oh, it's actually done it! It's done it.
How's it?
It's done it.
Felicia, you are an actual genius.
So good.
That's what I call results, right? Yes. There, getting results.
Oh, yeah. That's made my weekend, that has.
Me too.
How did that work?
It wasn't working 15 minutes ago.
Oh, huge.
Felicia Ritchie, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
You know we'll talk again soon.
I hope so.
Of course we will.
I hear you guys sing more on the air.
Yeah, of course. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So here's an idea. I think we're going to play Love Me Like You Do by Ellie Goulding soon. And maybe I'd like you to do a bit of a version. Or maybe we could just play out the highlights of yours.
Okay.
Because that's the song you learnt today. You know, Felicia, our singing teacher, she teaches you how to learn the song in kind of chunks.
Yes.
And she makes you sing things like Pasta Satellites, because that's how you make yourself sound more like Ellie Goulding. So if you go on the Radio 1 Twitter right now, or my Twitter or Chris's Twitter, we have put something that Felicia has done. It's a YouTube video. You'll find a link to it on there. And it's the original track of Love Me Like You Do, but with the words that Felicia is telling you to sing. So, like, Pasta Satellites is on there.
It's very useful, this.
It's actually really good. Go and have a look. And what we might do is, if you go to Radio 1 Twitter, or mine or Chris's, find that YouTube video now, get it ready, wait for my cue, and then we will all sing together, because the words come up like karaoke style.
Yeah, I'm very keen for this. This is good.
Right, so get the YouTube video ready, and I'm going to play a couple more songs, just so everyone can prepare. Radio on Twitter, this is where you'll find the YouTube video. And basically, when I say press play on the video, we'll all have a little, like, karaoke sing-along.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so we've got this version of Love Me Like You Do on the Radio on Twitter right now. It's a YouTube video. I'd like you to go to Radio on Twitter, at BBCR1. You'll find our singing coach, Felicia, who taught Chris so well how to sing in the style of Ellie Goulding. She's done a video, and it's the words to Love Me Like You Do. So it's like when you go to karaoke, the words come up, only they're weird words that aren't really words, because it'll teach you how to sound exactly like Ellie Goulding.
It is really good, this, because it's not teaching you necessarily how to sing perfectly note-wise, but you say the words in a way which make you sound exactly like her.
Yeah, and genius. Also, it's quite good because you can find out how you spell Fedinir, Fedinar, on the edge of Haradai. And Love Me Like You Do.
Yes, so it's simple things. Instead of saying Love Me Like You Do, you say Love Me Like You Do.
Yeah, and then you sound like Ellie Goulding. So what we're going to do is play some of the highlights of Chris's singing lesson earlier to the track Love Me Like You Do. So you'll hear the track on Radio 1. But if you can go to the YouTube video right now and press play when I say play, and then you can sing along with it as well. And you'll see all the words come up on the screen like karaoke. Just give people a few seconds. What do you think?
So I'm ready on Twitter right now.
Ready on Twitter.
I mean, be quick about it.
Let me know if you are doing this, please. Let's all have a little sing-along. You'll enjoy it when the words come up, because you will sound like Ellie Goulding. I promise you that. Or your money back.
All karaoke should be like this from now on. If you see this video, you'll see what I mean.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you a countdown. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, play. And then on the word play, hit the video.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, play.
You're the light, you're the night,
you're the color of my height.
You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want to touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, 'cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark.
Then let me take you through some faster satellites.
You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do.
Touch me like you do, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for?
Hi, Abby, who's singing along. I'm actually doing the Ellie Goulding thing. Most ridiculous thing I've ever done. That's Mona. Oh, I've gone a second too early. This is a disaster, darling, says Chris. Lauren here. Lauren says, 100 people on our sales team all singing along to the video. Excellent work, Chris. Excellent work.
So good. Love
really
it.
Good. The Scott Mills Daily. Loads of good stuff on the Scott Mills Daily this week. On Monday, Chris's mate Fernando came into the studio with a slight problem. It was all to do with Chris's girlfriend's sister's wedding. But sadly, both Chris and Fernando got a little bit confused. Just made it a bit rubbish.
So, she asked Chris here if he'd like to DJ a few songs at the wedding.
Oh yeah, Chris, what did you say?
That's fine by me, Scott, because obviously I'd love to help out the family, girlfriend's family, as much as I can.
Mm.
And you know what it's like. Like, obviously working here, you always get asked to DJ weddings, don't you?
A lot, yeah. And Fernando, were you also there when Chris was having this conversation?
Yes, I was. I was visiting Chris. Hang on a minute. Why was Fernando there?
Just got a little bit confused. That's on the Scott Mills Daily podcast, which you can get for free. On Tuesday, our listener Matt got in touch offering his skills impersonating a world famous DJ.
Everyone keeps saying when I go out and all that, and they're like, "Oh, you're David Guetta, you should do it," and all that. And I was like, "I'm in an RN," and I thought, "Oh, do you know what? I'll give it a shot."
He might be going to the girlfriend's sister's wedding.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be amazing if we actually got away with that.
So he looks like David Guetta. Matt is currently getting French lessons to become even more convincing as David Guetta. We'll catch up with him on next week's show. On Wednesday, just cause, we rang businesses with silly names. The only rule of the game, you can't laugh.
Hello?
Sorry, have I got the right number? What business is this?
This is Granny Wobbly's Fudge Factory.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Granny Wobbly's Fudge Pantry.
Oh, I've lost.
Yeah, you really did. And Soak played Innuendo Bingo yesterday, and Nathan Sykes off of The Wanted, formerly off of The Wanted, was Tuesday's contestant. Over to a documentary on BBC Two last week now called Demolition, The Wrecking Crew. And this man has had to do some pretty strange things in his line of work. But never anything like this before.
We in? Nobody in?
Nope.
Property's empty. Unfortunately, we've had to knock his back door in.
Whoa! Nathan, you are giving really good spray. And that's not to mention our listener Will and his toy badger, who bought a place on a stranger stag do off eBay, and our singing teacher Felicia teaching you how to sing like Ellie Goulding. Get it all for free on the Scott Mills Daily podcast from the Radio 1 website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Greg James.
Good afternoon to everyone.
To everyone.
To everyone. Good morning, everybody.
You right?
Yeah, good. What's happening?
We're having actually a great show today. Like, yeah. One of my favourite shows.
Even if you do say so yourself.
Well, it's not just...
One of my personal faves.
Not just I'm having a great show, guys.
Not just me that puts
Come and
together.
See how good I am.
Listen to how good this is.
No, it's a team effort.
It was a real treat that I had to sing like Ellie Goulding.
It wasn't it?
Real
yeah,
treat.
Yeah, I thought it might be for you, yeah. No, one of the team is leaving us today. The voice of Real or No Real, that's not all he does. He actually doesn't make them up. Well, he does make them up, but also finds the real ones.
He does. He makes them up out of his very weird head.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of the No Reals are from his strange brain.
And we're losing him to the Radio 1 breakfast show. Our loss is their gain. Or something.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right, isn't it? So he's going to, like, all of these Real or No Reels have been on before. I'm talking about Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hello. He's the other Chris on the show. But only for today. That's it.
He's following the bright lights.
Yes, he is. Yes. He's going to London. So
you're going to Hollywood, baby.
Yeah. So all of these ones are Chris, who's leaving the show today's favourite Real or No Real. So even if you have heard them before, act like you haven't. Play along.
We forget whether they're real or not. Anyway.
Yeah, we do. Totally.
Are you doing them live?
Yeah, he's doing them live.
Of course. Yes.
What an honour. It's his last day on the show. Of course, he's doing them live. He can do what he wants.
Play on, boys.
Play on, boys.
He can do what he wants. So here is today's Real or No Real.
When BBC golf commentator Peter Alice was born, he was Europe's fattest ever baby.
What a title.
Wow, I didn't know that was a thing.
Now, Peter Alice is off of BBC Golf. You may be aware of him. He's been on Innuendo Bingo before.
See, he's fiddling about with this 14-incher. That's why the rounds take 6 hours.
Peter Alice there.
But was it the world's fattest baby or Europe's?
Europe's.
Heaviest baby in Europe. Mm. Weighing in at, quite heavy by the looks of it.
I wonder if... I didn't know there was a sort of competition element to this.
No. I don't think it's like, oh, can I be Europe's fattest baby?
Please. or you have a fat one, so to speak, and then you go, I think this is a contender. How do I get this registered as probably the fattest baby? Is there a competition, please? And if so, is there a prize? Hopefully a year's supply of food, because I'm going to need it.
But why would it be Peter Alice off of BBC Golf?
I don't know. I've never seen what he looks like now. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean he's... fat now?
No.
He's not Europe's fattest man now, is he?
Hard thing to prove as well, I think. It's the kind of fat that you can make up about yourself to sound quirky. Do you know what I mean? Because it's a hard one to challenge. Something to make you stand out. Let's say he was trying to get a golf commentator's role. What makes you stand out? I was Europe's fattest baby.
But you're 11 stone now. Oh, yes, I shed it.
Yes.
Real or no real, Peter Alice was Europe's fattest baby.
I feel like this is real. I've got a sneaking suspicion.
Okay.
This is real.
Please be real.
That one is real.
Excellent.
Great. At the time when he was born, Peter Alice was the heaviest baby in Europe ever, weighing in at 14 pounds, 10 ounces.
14?
I know.
Star is born.
You've got a massive baby.
Poor mother.
And next.
Ryanair are so keen on cutting costs that they never buy pens, encouraging their employees to pick up the free ones from hotels.
And betting shops. And Argos.
Argos, yes. Do they still have those pens?
Yeah.
Do they really? What, delivery point C?
Yeah, that's definitely still a thing. What, we need to get to Argos more often. Keep it real.
Yeah. Okay, so what do we have here? Ryanair... they're cutting costs. We all know they're very keen on that. So they don't buy any pens.
Did you hear the guy today? This is slightly off. Well, it's the same sort of topic. The guy today changed his name so that he didn't have to pay to change your name on Ryanair. So he actually changed his entire life.
What?
He got a new passport.
He thought it was cheaper.
It is. There's a Newsbeat thing about it. £220 to change your name for the Ryanair thing. It was like 106 to get the new passport.
Changing your name is quite
He just changed
quite
his whole life.
Though, it's like, I'm not paying £200. That was a rip-off. I'll just change my name.
Change his name.
Brilliant. So good. So do Ryanair ever buy pens?
Probably not. Based on the on that, you know.
Surely you can't. I mean, you can't send an email out encouraging all staff to bring in pens from various free places. So no real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes. What?
The boss of Ryanair, Michael O'Leary, confirmed that to save money, his company doesn't buy pens, but gets its employees to accumulate them when they're out and about.
Wow. Bring in pens from home.
A few people saying their local Argos has pencils now.
Oh.
Instead of pens.
And next.
The rap in Busta Rhymes' track Thank You includes the names of three Pokemon characters.
This is the one with the biggity buff, isn't it?
It's this song. You could get it, you could get it, you could get it, you could get it. Yeah. I feel good, don't it? I feel good, don't it? But does the rap include the name of three Pokemon characters? This is the rap we're talking about.
See how we push sometime a man forget cough, beat him in the head, boop-a-dee-dee-boff, zippity-boof, beat him in the head again, stop killing me, wolf, whop, beat him up till he drop, piggity-poof, oxy-me-poof.
I heard zippity-poof and biggity-boof in there.
Yes. Bibbidi-boff.
Now, here's the thing. It's remembering some of the Pokemon characters' names. Mm. Was there a...
Biggidi-Puff.
There was a Jigglypuff.
There was a Jigglypuff.
But was there a...
Zippity-Boff.
I'm not sure.
There was a Jigglypuff.
But what about a...
Bibbidi-Boff.
Was there a Biggidi-Bong?
But was there a Bibbidi-Baff?
Bibbidi-Baff?
There was a Jigglypuff, a Wigglypuff. I'm sure there was a Wigglypuff, wasn't there?
Was there a Wigglywuff?
There was a Wigglypuff. It was the evolved version of a Jigglypuff.
Zippity-Boff.
Was there a Flippity-Faff?
This is ridiculous.
Can't remember.
No.
Okay, so
I can't remember them.
Yeah.
Sounds like maybe Buster does. Maybe he loves them.
So are the names of three Pokemon characters in that rap?
There's definitely one. Wigglypuff. Yes, Wigglypuff.
Zippity-boff.
Zippity-boff.
The evolved version of a Jigglypuff. I'm sure I heard Wigglypuff in there.
Okay.
So I'm going to say real.
And what were the ones run past the other ones again, Scott?
Well, on the song?
Yeah.
Babadibadoodoff.
Okay, so you've got...
Wigglypuff. Zippity-boff.
Yeah.
And also...
Poopadidibaff.
Yeah, Poopadidibaff is the one. I think it's real.
Okay, so what are you going with, real?
Real.
I think there's less than three. I think there's only two, so I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, boo!
No, see, there are Pokemon characters, and they're called Jigglypuff.
Yes.
Wigglytuff.
Oh. We are Wigglytuff.
And Igglybuff. But those aren't the words in the rap.
Oh.
Sadly, Pigglypuff, Zigglypuff, and Bob Buddybuddybuff are not Pokemon. So no real. And finally, on today's excellent Real or No Real.
In 2007, Mary Berry went on holiday to Ibiza and partied at Pasha.
Oh, lovely, lovely last Real or No Real this
one. A lovely one. Probably the greatest of all the Real or No Real facts.
You know Mary Berry.
And then I will take the breaths out because they'll be ready.
Mez Bez having it large in Ibiza.
I mean,
chicken breasts.
Sorry? Was that the explanation? Hello?
I had to say that she meant chicken breasts.
Oh, I see.
Sounds really rude otherwise. Just to put it into context there, that's what she meant, because she was... Anyway,
oh,
so
it's the best show ever.
Mary Berry went on holiday in 2007, but she went to Ibiza and she went to Pasha having it.
Having it. She was having it large.
Chicken.
Chicken breasts.
Chicken breasts. I feel like this is the ultimate Real No Real fact. Does Real No Real finish after today?
No, it doesn't.
It probably should. This is the best one ever.
I'm going to say real.
Real. That one.
Oh, hang on. This is last time on air. He's not on. Hang on. Go.
That one. Is real.
Yes, Mary had to be in Ibiza for a friend's wedding, but insisted on checking out Pasha while she was there with a group of girls from the wedding. She said she enjoyed being stamped on the way in and couldn't believe some of the outfits. And at that...
Do you mean stamped as in like a stamp?
Like a cow.
Oh, right.
Like when you go into, branded. Go into a club.
She got branded.
Yeah, you get branded. You do.
With a hot iron.
You do.
No, that didn't happen.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real...
She rears up.
Yeah, I got Wigglyworth. Greg got Jigglypuff.
Oh, and I think it was a Figglyfuff draw.
No, it was a...
Poopadidibuff.
Oh, sorry, yeah. It's a Poopadidibuff.
Okay, I don't care who won. But thank you to you guys. And also thank you to The Voice and also the creator every single day of Real or No Real, Yay. Mr. Chris Sawyer.
Well We're played, miss you a lot.
Well played. It's been an honour.
That one is real. Those are the best bits of Friday's show. Join us Monday from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Or if you can't listen live, get the podcast. Remember, next Thursday, Innuendo Bingo with All Time Low.